The plan was to shoot the setting sun on a cliff face with whitewater 1,000 feet below us. Our group of photographers were on a 10-day rafting trip down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. This was day 3 for us, and we were exploring the area in the late afternoon near Cardenas Camp. There I was, standing close to the edge, but that fear of heights voice in my head was so persistent. "There's loose gravel under your feet, you could slip. How do you know this ledge is stable?" The rest of the group was setting up their tripods and composing shots, and here I was backing up. My boyfriend had seen some of these other height meltdowns, so he was suggesting we forego the shot. We talked it through and decided we'd walk down the Escalante Trail towards Hilltop Ruin. The rest of the group would eventually come join us because that's the way back to camp, so it made sense. From the hilltop, you can see both the north and south rim of the canyon, which is fairly unique when you're down below. You can see where you've traveled down the river, and you can see how it's carved its way through. The Unkar Delta area is a rich section of archaeological remains. Ancient peoples had inhabited this area starting roughly around 12,000 years ago. Floating down the river the day before, we'd seen granaries high up where the people had stored food. Our guide also pointed out a hanging bridge still intact that was part of the path from the north rim down into the canyon for the Puebloan people. The ruin itself is exposed and above ground. While the roof is long gone, the rock walls are still intact. The doorway has been closed off with rocks to discourage people from climbing in and causing more destruction. I peered through the windows from the outside to see what the view would be. And there was Apollo Temple just aligned perfectly. And sitting so high up from a water source, I just had to wonder if this was a worship site. My nephew is an archaeologist, so I wanted to capture a photo of the structure to show him. I set up my camera and composed the ruin within the canyon wall landscape. The sun was just starting to get low in the canyon sky, and it made me wonder what would happen next, because the canyon walls are pretty high, but I had no idea how that would all affect it. I left the camera set up, and then I spent a few minutes just enjoying how immense the place is. I was taking in the rich colors of the buttes and the temples, and I turned back to look at the ruin. A touch of sunlight was traveling down the ridgeline right to the structure. I started taking some shots. I heard my boyfriend, "Make sure you don't blow out the highlights," which is super easy to do, especially when you're excited. And the light was just like this message from the ancients to trust and have faith. Just when you think you're not going to have a good shot, you do. And as fast as that light lit up, it faded. And I would tell you this is my favorite photo from that entire trip. And thankfully, I didn't blow the highlights so I could share it with you.